Invoking the inner friend, feel your body relaxing into space, the body which you're aware of. Recognize it as part of the room itself, an object within space, an object within the room. By object, I mean just as space is known to you, just as the room, the environment is known to you, the body through your sense organs is also known to you. So invoking the inner friend, give your blessings to this body, which is part of the environment. Which is part of Ishvara. Feel the body relax in that blessing. The mind also is known to you, is objectified. Whatever the thoughts or feelings, stresses, strains, or shanti, those experiences are known, are objectified. And so they too belong to the creation, belong to the world. Belong to the world of the known, belong to Ishvara. So having invoked the inner friend, give your blessings to the mind and to all of the vrittis, all of the thoughts, emotions, memories, everything that is passing through. Give your blessings, thinking maybe of as all of them as scenery and weather, all of them as part of Ishvara. Part of a bigger story, taken care of by a much bigger story. Letting the body and mind be taken care of, belong to that bigger story. accepting the body and mind as they are, and accepting your life, all of the occurrences, everything that has happened from your birth to the present. See the whole life as part of an interconnected whole. All of the experiences having been part of Ishwara's bigger story. Good and bad. Punya and papa. Karma. Just look over your life. All of the experiences. As an inner friend, giving the benefit of the doubt to Ishwara, to the usefulness of those experiences, the meaningfulness of those experiences. Useful, meaningful, in terms of my own maturing, in terms of making me who I am today. Sometimes I think of the difficult childhood experiences or experiences with the family, with your mother, with your father, the difficult ones, as maybe very helpful in learning how not to be. Maybe I needed to learn how not to be. And on the positive side, so many ways, from family and friends and co-workers and people passing on the street, I've learned how to be. Having experienced another's violence, I've learned firsthand to value nonviolence. Having experienced another's crabbiness or anger, I've learned how to value, I've gained a value for giving that up. What if we look at all of our experiences as experiences for Antakara, useful for Antakara Nishuddhi? That purity of mind, a mind that has shanti, a mind that cares, a mind that has love, that has, enjoys all of the qualities that we most value. What if you look at your whole life in terms of your growth in reference to that, to the mumukshutvam? Just being yourself, let your body and mind and your memories relax into Ishwara as I kind of look over my life. Shanti, Shanti.